Hello and welcome to News Flash Weekly, the news podcast where we talk about 5 news stories in 10 minutes. I'm your host, Mason Houghton. This week is Animal Week, and we have 5 stories to discuss, all about animals, and one amazing human. Let's get started, shall we? Let's see. The first story we have is about a cat and his parachute skiing stunt. Last month, Toth, a Bengal mix cat, and his owner, Ivan Kustanovo, flew down the slopes of Garbanvona ski resort in Russia together. The pair tested out their stunt in December before deciding to upsize. Wearing a tiny down jacket and a cat-sized helmet, Kustanovo strapped Toth to his ski gear so the little creature could see the whole event from his harness. The two successfully managed the act with flying colors. Kustanovo said, after arriving at the base of the ski hill, "During the flight, he looked around with curiosity and was totally calm. The only thing that scared him was the noise of the cable car. So we started landing further away from it." Certainly a story of peak performance. This story is definitely a hit. More than 2,000 dolphins spotted on the California coast on the 20th of February by a whale watcher's service while taking a group in search of gray whales. "We were so excited, it was hard to hold it in our emotions. We had the biggest grin from ears to ears," said one of the viewers of this incredible sight. Cepheids are extremely rare, especially ones of this size. The National Marine Sanctuary Foundation said, "In pods, they play, babysit, alert each other to danger, like predators, practice courtship, and hunt together. In fact, traveling in a group compensates for their smaller body size." The dolphins spotted were Pacific white-sided dolphins, and one of the witnesses to this breathtaking sight said, referring to one of the dolphins that had lacked a dorsal fin, "When they jump, they look like flying eyebrows." Pacific white-sided dolphins have a gray back and a swatch of white on their sides. The nose of the dolphins has a black rim around the mouth. The most, quote, distinctive feature of this species is a prominent, strongly recurved, bicolored dorsal fin, end quote. What a phenomenal sight! This story is certainly a hoot. Last Christmas, a family tree topper was replaced with a live owl. Guess Santa wasn't the only one who came down the chimney. Savannah Burgoyne, currently living in Arlington, Virginia, first saw the barred owl fly across the living room. Savannah was at home with her children when she called the Animal Welfare League of Arlington, and Spencer Murray was dispatched to fly in and save the day. His strategy was to tire out the bird. Meanwhile, the new star in the tree had been flying back and forth between his perch and the kitchen cabinets. Once the owl finally tired out, Murray used a large net to scoop up the bird. Then he let the owl out into the night, and the Burgoynes and Murray watched as it flew away. After the event, Animal Welfare League of Arlington sent the family a fake owl tree topper, just in case they missed the presence of the feathered angel. Well, it's certain we all enjoyed that one. This story is certainly not a bore. cereal-loving pig brings joy to the Kansas City old folk home. After Brett Martin's first pig dies, he decides to go to a licensed breeder of Juliana pigs, which is, quote, one of the smallest pet pig breeds, and adopt Odin. Martin asked Fred Pitzel, the administrator of the nursing home, if Odin could be a therapy pig. He was hesitant at first, but agreed. One of the residents, Mindy Howell, 62, said, I gave him some Captain Crunch cereal, and he really seemed to enjoy it. I'd never fed a pig before, and I'd never petted one either. But he loved it, and he gave me a good oink. Many of the residents were farmers or lived on farms in the past, and Pitzel reckoned that the pig took them down memory lane. He's an instant stress reliever for everyone who interacts with him, Martin said. A few of the nurses will come and get him from the office and take him to our memory care center, where he really brightens the day. After Odin's shift of waddling through the halls, getting scratchies and Cheerios from the residents, and being pampered by the folks, he sleeps in Martin's office and tinkles in his litter box. Odin also allegedly gets along with the resident cats and the therapy dog. This pig has really given other therapy animals a run for their money. This last story is about a vet with a big idea. Clever veterinarian Dr. Felicity Cole's idea to accept leftover fluids from the blood banks helps with the IV fluid shortage in animal care. Hospital regulations in Australia and many other countries state that leftover saline should be discarded for sanitary standards, although it's never been discussed for the use of animals. Saline is a fluid used in IV drips. One of its purposes, to replenish and rehydrate red blood cells when a donor gives blood. Dr. Cole, who donates often, noticed that a lot of the saline was still left after the procedure was over. She said, I knew the product was being used and a large amount of it was possibly spare or being discarded. When saline is used in animals, it's typically used to maintain blood level while under anesthesia or during trauma operations. While treating animals, her clinic would often have a shortage of saline. Dr. Cole wrote to Red Cross Lifeblood asking if they could reuse leftover saline in June of last year. Gemma Falkenmeier, Lifeblood spokesperson, said, It was a great idea, but there was certainly some work to do from our end to get approval to donate that saline. Bags of saline using a heating seal method can be conserved for use in animals. In August 2024, the first box of saline arrived. All thanks to Dr. Cole's request, Lifeblood has now donated over 5,000 bags of saline across Australia to around 1,000 vet clinics. What a possum way to recycle. Well, that about wraps us up. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed. This has been News Flash Weekly. I'm your host, Mason Houghton. See you next week.